Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is part two of the story of Yudtesh Kislev, the imprisonment and liberation of the first Chabad Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Now, the truth is that I'm only telling a very, very small part of the story, even though we're going to go for a few days in this group of stories. But the truth is that there are many, many, many stories within the history of Yudtesh Kislev, of the imprisonment and the liberation of the Alter Rebbe. So to get a complete telling of this story, you have to go to other sources. In any case, this is another of the stories when the Alter Rebbe finally reached Petersburg, where he was placed into a jail cell. As we know, the Alter Rebbe was not a criminal. The Alter Rebbe was a holy tzaddik, a very, very holy tzaddik, the leader of his generation. We are used to the idea that when somebody goes to jail, it's because they did something wrong. Either they broke laws, they certainly broke laws. Maybe they stole something, or maybe they actually robbed somebody, or maybe they even hurt somebody, or much worse. In our country, which is generally a good and kind country, bad people go to jail. Bad people get arrested, or people that do bad things, at least. In this case, the Alter Rebbe lived in a country which actually is called Russia, and it so happens, by divine providence, that Russia in Hebrew means an evil person, and there's always been a lot of evil in that country. And in those days, in the late 1790s, the leader of the country was a czar, a king, who was a very, very cruel king. And there was many, many cruel people in the government and the police and the army and so forth. Not everybody, of course, but many, many people were cruel. And therefore, imprisonment, the Alter Rebbe was completely unfair and unjustified. And in the end, as we all know, the Alter Rebbe was released and was declared completely innocent, and the government went on actually to honor him, even though it was an evil government, but they at least got this part right. They recognized the greatness of the Alter Rebbe. In today's story, the Alter Rebbe was on a boat after he was already staying in the fortress where they kept prisoners, almost all of whom, of course, were evil people, not like the Alter Rebbe, who was a tzaddik. They would take him each day on a certain boat across a certain river to be questioned, to have questions given to him, which he had to answer. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Of course, Alter Rebbe was able to answer all the questions in a satisfactory way so that they eventually, of course, released him. But it was a long process, which went on for many days, this questioning, interrogation it's called. And each day, they would take the Alter Rebbe on a ferry boat, some kind of a boat, and he would have to cross a certain river from the area where he was staying in the jail to another area where he was being questioned. And one time, he was being brought in this boat, I think it was on the way back because it was already dark, and he saw that it was a new moon, not a brand new moon, because we don't say Kiddush Levana when the moon first appears. There are different customs of how long to wait. Some people wait 3 days into the month, some wait 7. But in any case, the Alter Rebbe was in this boat, and he saw that it was the proper time to say Kiddush Levana. And so he asked the boatman, please stop the boat so that I can say Kiddush Levana. He did not want to say Kiddush Levana on the boat while it was moving. So the boatman said, kind of similar to what the wagon driver said in our last story, you are a prisoner, and I don't have to stop the boat for you. I don't take orders from prisoners. So he wouldn't stop the boat. All of a sudden, the boat stopped by itself. Of course, what actually happened was that Alter Rebbe dove into Hashem to stop the boat, or maybe he didn't even dive into Hashem, and Hashem just decided to stop the boat for him. And the Alter Rebbe stood up And he said the first paragraph that comes before the bracha of Kiddush Levana in the Alter Rebbe's Nusach, and the way of davening that the Alter Rebbe used. He said that first paragraph, and then he sat down, and the boat continued to go. But the boatman saw that the Alter Rebbe was able, somehow, to stop the boat when he wanted to, or perhaps Hashem stopped the boat for him. I mean, obviously, it was Hashem who stopped the boat for him, but whether the Alter Rebbe davened for it, or Hashem just did it, we don't know. But in any case, the boatman saw that, just like the Alter Rebbe was really in charge of whether the wagon would go or not, remember our last story, Alter Rebbe also was in charge, with the power that Hashem gave him, of course, to make the boat go or not. And now the Alter Rebbe again asked the boatman, please stop the boat so I could say Kiddush Levana, so I could say a blessing on the new moon. Now this time the boatman realized there was no sense in him refusing to do what the Alter Rebbe asked, so therefore he said, yes, I agree to stop the boat, but I would like to ask you to do me a favor, and that is to bless me, to give me a blessing. The boatman realized, a non-Jewish boatman, but he realized that the Alter Rebbe was a holy person, and therefore he realized that, of course, he should stop the boat because Alter Rebbe asked him to, but he also asked the Rebbe for a bracha. So Alter Rebbe took a piece of paper, and he wrote on it a bracha for this boatman, and he gave it to him. And, of course, the boatman stopped the boat, and the Alter Rebbe said Kiddush Levana. Many years later, there was a certain chassid who was visiting a high-ranking officer in the army, a non-Jewish high-ranking officer in the Tsar's army. And he was sitting in his office, and he noticed that under a glass panel on the desk of the officer was a note, and he recognized, the chassid recognized, it was the Alter Rebbe's handwriting. And the note said a certain bracha that the Alter Rebbe apparently had given to a certain person. And so the chassid asked the officer, what is this? How is it that you have this paper with the Alter Rebbe's handwriting on it? So the officer said, well, I will tell you. You see, my father was a boatman, and he had the job of bringing the Alter Rebbe back and forth from where he was imprisoned to where he would be questioned each day, each evening, and he told him the story that I just told you. And sure enough, my father, who started out just as a boatman, became a very high-ranking officer after the Alter Rebbe gave him his bracha. And when he passed away, he left this note for me. And as you see, I also became a high-ranking officer in the Tsar's army. Well, that is really the main part of the story, where we see that even the non-Jewish people recognized the holiness and the greatness of the Alter Rebbe. And of course, Alter Rebbe's ability to give a bracha, which of course all brachas come from Hashem, but tzaddikim can channel these brachas. And of course, Alter Rebbe was able to give this boatman a bracha as he requested, and this bracha went on for another generation as well. Who knows, maybe more generations. But there's something very strange about this story, and this has become part of the story as well. And that is that the previous Chabad Rebbe, that is Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, passed away in 1950, once asked his father, when he heard this story that I just told you, why didn't the Alter Rebbe say Kiddush Levana when he himself, with Hashem's power, of course, stopped the boat? Why did he have to make the boat go again and then ask the boatman to stop the boat? Why couldn't he just say Kiddush Levana after he himself stopped the boat? So the previous Rebbe's father, the Rebbe Rashab, who was the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Shalom Dovber, answered him, and he said as follows. He said, we are trying to make a dwelling place for Hashem here in this world. If the Alter Rebbe would have just stopped the boat through a miracle and then said Kiddush Levana, then the mitzvah of saying Kiddush Levana would not really be done quite in a natural way. because it was depending on this miraculous stopping of the boat. But no, we are supposed to make a dwelling place for Hashem in this world, in the natural world, in the way the world is set up by Hashem, without miracles. And therefore, it's very important that the non-Jew himself should stop the boat. So the non-Jew himself should participate and do what he is supposed to do so that Hashem is really dwelling here in our natural world, not just in a miraculous way. It's very nice when Hashem does a miracle, and sometimes Hashem does miracles. But in a way, even more important is when there are not miracles, the world is just operating in the natural way and cooperating with Jewish people, with Torah, with mitzvahs, and of course, with Hashem. And that's what happened in this story, that the officer himself, the boatman himself, cooperated and helped and stopped the boat, so the Al Tadabagat should say Kiddush Levana. And so too, through our Torah and mitzvahs, we are transforming the entire world into a place where Hashem dwells and where the entire world, including non-Jewish people, recognize that this is really Hashem's world and this is a place where all of us need to do Torah mitzvahs, including the non-Jews do their seven commandments, the children of Noah, and this way make the world a dwelling place for Hashem through the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day, Yud Tes Kislev, Part 2.